Tefillah for Life, Shir 878, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Chayisara, Sunday, Parshas Toldos. The next half of the Pasuk, we're talking about the Yireim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ve'es Shav Osam Yishma V'yoshiyim. The Rabbeinu Shalom will hear their cries, and the Rabbeinu Shalom will save them. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear their cries? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does their Ratzin before they ask, so why do they ever have to cry out? And Rabbi Avigdor Miller says over here a fascinating concept, which Chazal reiterate, and that is, even though the Yireim have that their Ratzin is done for them, there are certain areas that the Rabbeinu Shalom holds back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ave l'tfilosen shel tzadikim, the Gemara says in Yevamos, Tav Samach Dalet. The Rabbeinu Shalom desires the heartfelt tefillahs of the tzaddikim. And therefore, even though generally it's Ritzayin Yirei of Yase, when we work on our Amunah and our Betachan, the Rabbeinu Shalom will fulfill our Ratzin even before we ask. But in certain areas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might hold back, might bring a challenge. The reason being, in order to compel us to cry out to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and then He'll save us. Ve'es shavosam yishma, He will hear our cries, v'yoshiyim, and He will save them. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have all forms of relationships with us. One form of a relationship as a yare, which means we're close with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does all of our desires. And the other relationship is that even if we're in a difficult circumstance, we will cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that relationship the Rabbeinu Shalom cherishes and appreciates, and then He'll save us. So even though generally HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Ritzayin Yireyav, there might be certain circumstances, like by the Avos, they didn't have children right away. There might be certain circumstances that the Rabbeinu Shalom does not seem to do Ritzayin Yireyav, and the reason for that is in order to enable us to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then when we cry out, we will develop that relationship of calling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a unique relationship in its own right, and then v'yoshiyim, then the Rabbeinu Shalom will save us. So the Pasuk is bringing out two halves of the relationship of Yireyav. When we live with Emunah and Betachan, the Rabbeinu Shalom will do our Ratzon. And even if Chas V'Shalom we're experiencing a difficulty, and we call out to the Rabbeinu Shalom, since we are Yireyav, since we work on our relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom through Emunah and Betachin, the Rabbeinu Shalom will be Yishma, He will hear the Tfilis, V'yoshiyim, and He will save us. Internalize that message. The more we live with Yiras Shemayim, trying to feel the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more He will answer our tefillahs and save us from our difficulties.